This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, December 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. ACA subsidies on Congress plate. Groups say previous tariff bailout should be considered in crafting a new one. And a snap lawsuit. Klobuchar. ACA subsidies in Trump and GOP hands. Expiring expanded premium subsidies for Affordable Care Act insurance will be a big issue for Congress in its post-holiday stretch. Democrats were promised a vote on the issue as a part of a deal to reopen the government. That vote will happen, and whether it will pass is in the hands of Donald Trump and the Republicans. People are seeing their health insurance premiums double or triple. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said yesterday on CNN State of the Union. Klobuchar, ranking member on the Senate Agriculture Committee, says Democrats stand to gain politically if Republicans don't agree to an extension. If they don't want to do anything about people's costs and their grocery bills and their health care and pummel them with these punishing Trump tariffs, then we will simply have to beat them in the midterms. We have no other choice. Prior to Thanksgiving, the White House reportedly floated 2-year extension of ACA subsidies. Congressional Republicans criticized the idea, but Trump told reporters some kind of extension may be necessary. Now, for more on the D.C. policy agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. Groups urge officials to learn lessons from last tariff bailout. A coalition of nonprofits say they want to avoid repeating the mistakes of the tariff bailout during the first Trump administration and ensure that any tariff assistance program is administered efficiently. The groups, which include the R Street Institute, Farm Action, and Taxpayers for Common Sense, wrote last week to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Luke Lindberg that any aid should come with strict payment limits and oversight. Take note, a 2022 Government Accountability Office review of the 2018-19 Market Facilitation Program found $800 million went to ineligible recipients or were incorrect payments. Another review also found issues with the way USDA calculated the tariff impacts. European Parliament votes to delay deforestation rule. The European Parliament voted to delay implementing the European Union's proposed deforestation regulation, bringing the bloc one step closer to postponing the rules. The Parliament voted to delay the rules for medium and large companies until December 30, 2026, a 1-year extension. Small and micro operators would have until June 30, 2027 to comply. Smaller businesses would also have to submit a simplified due to diligence declaration. The Parliament also backed a proposal to mount a, quote, simplification review of the law by April 30 to examine other ways to streamline the law. Take note, the Parliament must still reconcile its position with EU member states before the delay becomes official. But a Brussels-based trade lawyer told AgriPulse in an email that following the vote, a delay is now, quote, virtually sure to be adopted before the December 30 deadline. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number 2 milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Snap lawsuit filed over guidance on immigrants and refugees. Attorneys General of 21 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Agriculture Department over its guidance barring certain immigrants from receiving Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. The attorneys general warned that the guidance would saddle states with catastrophic financial penalties unless they immediately implement the unlawful restrictions, and they are urging the court to strike down the guidance before it can cause lasting harm, they said in a news release announcing the suit. The lawsuit, which was filed in Oregon, says USDA, quote, waited nearly 4 months before it issued implementing guidance on states on October 31, 2025, that directed them to limit eligibility for non-citizens. The guidance implements changes made by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, but the lawsuit says the guidance goes beyond the law and arbitrarily excludes from SNAP many lawful permanent residents who remain eligible under the statutory scheme established by Congress. Ag Department's chief economist says no date scheduled for his departure. USDA chief economist Seth Myers tells AgriPulse there's no set date for his exit from the department this month. Meyer begins a new job as head of the University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute on January 1. Meyer said, I'll be working up until the last moment. In the meantime, USDA staff dealing with an avalanche of data to analyze and prepare for public release following the six-week government shutdown. Here's today's final word. Over the next couple of years, I think we'll substantially be cutting, and maybe cutting out completely, but we'll be cutting income tax. Could be almost completely cutting it because the money we're taking in from tariffs is going to be so large. That President Donald Trump speaking to U.S. military service members on a video call from Mar-a-Lago on Thanksgiving. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, December 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.